Going to read some 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, tonight. Appreciate the song that's sung tonight. All of them. It's all good. I thought about that, and Bruce had led about, I know I'm saved. Yeah, it's good to know that you're saved. A lot of folks ain't going to have it figured out till they get there. That's what they say. I'm afraid they ain't going to figure it out. I really don't. I do believe you can know. I knowed I was lost. I knowed I was in a condition that if I died, I'd go to hell. I knowed that. And the fear of that was more powerful than anything that had a hold of me, I thought. The Spirit of the Lord change you. It'll change you. It'll take away that fear. It will. You pray. This is, I don't know, just going to read you some and I'll give you what I got. 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, says, "Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold towards you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience, when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. For his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. Let such an one think this, that such as we are in word by letters when we are absent, such will we be also indeed when we are present. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule of which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you. For we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. To preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the 10th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Paul had addressed some situations here in this chapter. And he answers some things when it comes to me and you. Now, I don't know tonight. I've got a strange subject, I guess. You'd call it strange in one sense of the way. I don't know what we'll preach or what we'll say. May not say anything. Don't know. But this chapter that Paul had wrote here, he knowed that there are some things that people thought about him, evidently the Corinthians people. And he says in the third verse, he says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. We do not war. Our warfare, folks, is not in the flesh. Not of the flesh. Now, I'm going to say this, and I don't know what you'll get out of it, but I'm going to say, I am, now you think about this, I am, if you're sitting there, you're saying, I am a church member. I am a church member. Think about it. Let it sink in. I am. A church member. It's amazing how the Lord works sometimes. I had been thinking along some lines. And I run across a guy that the other day, yesterday I believe it was. We was in the store, was in Home Depot. Now I run across him and got talking to him, and he come out with these words. He says, I am a church member. I am a church member. Sometimes you can go in a church and you'll see a sign that says this, something like this. If every member of this church was just like me, what kind of church would this church be? Pretty good, ain't it? Pretty good. There's not anybody sitting here tonight that can make their brother or their sister their natural brother or their natural sister, their husband or their wife, their children. You say, preacher, you got to keep them under subjection. You'll do that as long as they're under your roof. You'll try it. You'll do it. Won't you? It don't change. But you know what? They grow up. Just like you did. Brethren, they got a mind just like you got. They've got thoughts. My mother told me, I don't remember saying it quite frankly, that I had to mow our yard when I was growing up as one of my things. It was mine. And there wasn't no such thing as a riding mower. Didn't have one. Done good to have a good push mower with a motor on it. I pushed them kind that ain't got no motor. Matter of fact, you'll pay more for them today than you will one with a motor. But needless to say, brethren, I got to the place that I hated mowing grass. I hated it. And my mother told me, she said, I don't know how many times. She just lied. She said, I don't know how many times you said you never would mow this hill again when you got out of here. Yeah. I can imagine I did say it. And you know what? I'm still on that hill. You know who mows grass? I mow grass. Yes, I do. I'm thankful I've got one with a motor, and I'm thankful I can sit down and do it. Don't have to push. I'm thankful of that. But a lot of things that we say and do as we come up through the rank, my friend, changes. Do you know it? It changes. Now, I've push mowed. I've push mowed that mountain for a long time. I was married and I still push mowed. I can remember the first riding mower I ever bought. I ain't getting into all that. It's not what I'm here for. I am a church member. Paul said that we don't war after the flesh. We don't war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not carnal. Brethren, think about it. Now, David was a great warrior, and his warfares was carnal. They were. Do away with the enemy by God's help and by God's plan. There's a reason for all that. Most certainly was. Believe it or not, my friend, the people that give the children of Israel the most problems in Canaan was them that they did not run out. You hear me? Brethren, these problems that people has today
And brethren, they're still fighting them because they ain't never overcome them, my friend.
There's some things you need to drive out. Yes, sir. Some things. There's some things you need to get rid of. Do you know that? Reason people go back too many times, they never did get rid of it. You hear me? Never did get rid of it. Now, it don't work like this. I had a man to tell me years. I'm talking about years ago, and I know this man. Worked with him for 35 years. Went to school with him. He said one day, he said, I'm going to do this till I'm 40 years old. He said, then I'll give my heart to the Lord. It don't work that way. Do you hear me? It don't work that way. I told him, I said, it just don't work that way. You know what? It didn't work that way. It don't work that way. You're not going to tell the Lord, my friend, what you're going to do. He may have a different plan. Yes, sir. Most of the time, he does. Now, I'm going to say this, and I'd like to. I had no clue I was going to say anything tonight about what that man said. No clue. I am a church member. Brethren, this day and time, what does that mean? I am a church member. What does it mean? I'm going to say something, and I'm going to tell you something. And brethren, if you won't know, yes, I'm from the old school. Yes, sir. I'm afraid, my friend, that people are looking for the wrong thing in the wrong place and calling it church today. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. It's not in the padded pews. There's the padded pews, my friend. It ought to make you thankful, just to be honest with you. When I started going to church, my friend, there was no such thing as padded pews. None. You sit on the old wood slats. Yes, sir. Some of them pinch you, too. You know what I mean? Some of them got a little tight. And some of them, my friend, you just felt like you're about to fall through. But I'm going to tell you something, my friend. Them folks didn't worry about what them pews looked like. No, they didn't. You know why they didn't? It was just the same way at the house. That's why. I believe the church ought to be the best thing in the community. Believe it ought to be up to snuff. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Think about it. But that, my friend, does not make you a good church member. Do you know that? If I went down the church covenant, my friend, how many of us would be a good church member? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Now listen, I thought about something a few minutes ago when Marshall said what he did. I always do. There was a man years ago, it's back in the 70s, years ago, I got acquainted with him. And I'll tell you, I just fell in love with him. They sung. And that man, I really loved his testimony.
Honestly, I love this testimony. Him and his wife sung. Then another man and wife sung with them. And one day we got a call. The pastor at that time was Walden Abernathy. And we got a call one day and nothing in this world would have struck me any worse. Said the man shot himself. And I thought to myself, how in this world can a man so strong, seemingly, do something like that? It shocked me. It troubled me. It really did. It troubled me. The Lord gave me some of this scripture, and I'm going to share it with you. It seems to be fitting tonight. You may think, well, preacher, we're all good church members. We're here on Wednesday night. I didn't ask you. Did I? I didn't ask you. I am a church member. What does that mean to you? I am a church member. But there's some things, brethren, that this scripture says that we ought to lay hold of in our life. Do you know that in just a moment of time, brethren, you can go from very positive to very negative. Just a moment of time. Can I tell you something? Did not Elijah call to God and God send the fire right out of heaven? Did he not? Consume, brethren, everything there at the altar. And all the water. Even licked up, the Bible says it licked up the water in the trench and even the dust. God answered him. The people was halted between two opinions. But God answered him. And immediately after that, they went on, my friend, and he started praying for rain. Did he not? And God sent the rain. Yes, he did. Mountain. I preached one time. We all ought to have a Mount Carmel experience one time or another. You ought to have one. Yes, sir. On the mountain. You'd think that Elijah, my friend, would be the happiest prophet around. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? A man that could call fire right out of heaven. You read on, you know what he done? He went over there and he sat under an oak tree, my friend, and he cried out to God and said, I'm the only prophet left in the land. Yes, he did. That ain't all he said. He said, would to God that I'd die. Because I'm the only one left, my friend. Is that not going from here to here? Yes. God answered him. The truth of it is Elijah was God's man. He didn't kill himself. I'm not saying that. But he cried out to God, said, would to God I just die. Brethren, and
Y'all know the scripture. The angel come by and told him, arise and eat. He did, and he went back to sleep. Come by again, told him, arise and eat. And he said, for thy journey is too great for thee. Yes, sir. He left there, wound up in a cave. And what happened? The fire come by. I am a church member. I'm talking about I am a church member. You listen. You think about it. Brethren, even the things that God will show you on your journey, you are not thanking for it today. Why, preacher? I've seen the time my mama would do this and my dad would do that. Brethren, we ain't talking about your mom and dad. We ain't talking about what happened 50 years ago. Brethren, tonight I am a church member. What kind? What kind? There's edification in the church always. Well, preacher, sometimes you preach and you just make me feel so bad. I'm not here to make you feel bad. And I'll tell you one thing, it ain't because of me you feeling bad. You think about it. The Bible says here, he says the weapons, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now I'm going to tell you something. Every one of us sitting here, brethren, are going to have to come to the place that we pull down the strongholds that's got us. And sometimes they'll get every one of us. Now I'm going to say this, and you may not like it, but I'm going to be honest with you. It goes on down here and talks about. But brethren, if we're here tonight and we leave this place and said, why, them bunch of sorry hypocrites out there just ain't worth the nothing. I'm going to tell you something. It'll tell you what kind of church member you are. You know that? It'll tell you what kind of church member you are. Brethren, Jonah preached to some people, my friend, an 8-word message, and they repented tonight. Did they not? Ezekiel preached to some people, and God told him, before he ever went down there, he said, they're not going to hear you. That's what he said. They're not going to hear you. Well, I'm sending you down there that they might think God know they've been a prophet in the land. Brethren, and Ezekiel done some things. He done some natural things to show them the condition they is in. Now, I'm going to say this tonight. You may dress yourself up. You may come out here, my friend, and you may think, well, Mountain View Church can't do without me. Huh? There's people that believe that. Do you know that? I'm not saying that you're one of them. I'm just saying, brethren, there's folks that believe they're the hottest thing going. Yes, they do. Preacher, you mad at us? Not a bit. You won't blame it on somebody, you can blame it on that man down there at Home Depot. He shouldn't have said nothing. What do you mean? I told you I listen, my friend. When people talking, I listen. The truth of it is, it might be the Lord talking. Preacher, I don't believe that. That's the reason you don't never get nothing. Think about it. Think about it. Yes, sir. Brother old Balaam probably had never heard an ass speak. Huh? I doubt it. Scripture don't ever talk nothing about it. But brethren, that ass spoke. Did he not? And spoke to Balaam.
got his attention tonight.
Listen. Listen.
Pulling down of strongholds. I would to God that we could get a hold of that.
Yes, sir.
That ain't all. Listen. He said, casting down imaginations.
Oh.
Oh. Casting down imaginations. Did you know there's a lot of things, my friend, that people think in their mind? And they get the program, my friend, all out of shape in their mind. Brethren, and when they come to the house of God, in their mind, they've got it all figured out. And they're not the problem. Do you know that? You're the problem. Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. They've done run it through that mind, my friend. That imagination, he said, casting down all imaginations tonight. Brethren, if you ain't never imagined things out of sorts, you will. Just give it time. Give it time. I am a church member. I am a church member. Listen. Casting down, this is what Paul, and every high thing that exalted itself, he says, against the knowledge of God. Against the knowledge of God. Brethren, Paul, I know he had a situation of preaching the gospel. In the day that he was living, the truth of it is today, we've got the same situation, my friend. Have we not? Do you know that folks are not flogging to go to meeting? No. Are they? No. No. But listen, they think they've got an excuse. Now, I'm going to tell you something, my friend. That excuse won't work. It's no good. I could go on about that, not going to. He said, and bringing into captivity. Now, this means something, folks. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. He said every thought. Did he not? Every thought. I worked on my job for 31, 32 years, the one job. I worked other places. I'd never been so aggravated in my life. Sometimes, but on the job that I had. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And there was times that there ain't a soul in this world probably knowed. But they were times, my friend, that I had to just stop. And I had to collect myself. You know that? I had to collect myself. And I had to bring some thoughts into captivity. I'm telling you the truth. Because the thoughts that I had, my friend, wouldn't very cheerful. The outcome would not have been too good. You hear me? Oh, a preacher? You a preacher? Yeah.
There was a preacher man years ago, and this happened, can I say, in this area, in this region. I know it for a fact. When it happened, there was some preacher friends of this preacher that preached some things about this. Now, I'm just going to be honest with you. I know for a fact. I was in the audience. I was in the congregation. You know what them preacher men said? Had it not been for the woman. Ain't that what Adam said? Huh? Ain't that what Adam said? Yes, sir. It wasn't the woman. Huh? Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you're drawing a hard line. I've got news for you, folks. In a minute or a second of time, if you don't bring some thoughts into captivity, brethren, they'll grow on you. You know that? They'll start multiplying. Your mind will get to thinking this way and that way. Ain't that what happened to David? Huh? David sinned, my friend, and he tried to cover every bit of it up. He worked out a scheme in his mind. You know that? That ain't all. When he got it in his mind, he put it to work. Can I tell you something? David was nowhere near the wall when Uriah was killed, but thank God, David put the gun to his head. Yes, he did. Uriah took a letter, my friend, and he knew not what was in it.
Amen.
But it was his death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir. Right from the king. Send it to Joab. Why, preacher, they ought to do away with him. Ain't that what the law said? Huh? Ain't that what the law said? Think about it. I am a church member. Well, preacher, I ain't never been guilty of that. I thank God I'm not guilty of that. Well, I thank God you ain't guilty of it either. But let me tell you something. That's nothing for you to measure between you and who. You hear me? He gets on down in there and he talks about measuring themselves by themselves. Yeah. He said, you're not wise. Measure them to Jeff, I can't help how good you are. You can't measure yourself with Robert back there. No, sir. You can take a guitar and tune it to this piano. And folks, if this piano's out of tune, so is the guitar. You hear me? Yes, sir. They're in tune. But they're out of tune. Ain't that something? Well, preacher, I'm just right on track. I am a church member. I'm not going to put you on the spot tonight. I never have been able to do it. Just to be honest with you, I can't keep my thoughts, my friend, going for a series. A series. I'd like to preach. If there's a series I'd like to preach on this for a series. But you know what happens to my series? About next Wednesday night, my friend, I'm liable to be over yonder somewhere. You know what I mean? Huh? Can't get back to, I am a church member. I can't hold them. I can't just stack them up. I can't. I'm honest, just as honest as I can be. When I leave here tonight, my friend, I will tell you the truth, I'll probably have more than I've even told you. If you know what I'll do with that, Danny, I'll eat it, thank God. I will. I'll eat it. I'll eat off of it and eat on it. He'll let me eat on it. And then sometimes it's just like a meal that you've eaten. It's past. Gone. Most of the time, my friend, when you get hungry, you forget about what you eat earlier, don't you? You got to have something now, don't you? I am a church member. Bringing. Now, if we as God's people would bring every thought to the obedience of Christ, who do you think it's going to help? It'll help you. Yes, it will. It'll help you. Robert said something tonight, my friend, about the song that he sung, "Where Could I Go?" You know what? If we don't have the attitude that there's no other God, that there's no other thing that we can go to, brother, that can satisfy our soul like the Lord, brother, we miss the mark if we miss that. Yes, we have. Yes, we have. This is a good chapter. There's more in it than I'll ever get out of it. There's some things bringing in to captivity. I'm going to use just what you said, Marshall. Men, women, boys, and girls, if they had bring them thoughts into captivity, that wouldn't happen. You know that? That wouldn't happen. I'm talking about just that quick. Well, preacher, I didn't have time to think of nothing else. Oh, yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did. There's things. Now, I've had folks in my own family, my friend, that's took their life. Yeah. Kinfolk. Yes, sir. There's an old boy got them missing somewhere around 71, 72. And everybody got to looking for him. He's out. Now, this out in the country, it ain't like it was today. Brethren, and you got from house to house, and he was some of my grandmother's kinfolk. Nobody know where he's at. They found him over there on the road, my friend. He had climbed up a tree and hung himself. Yes, sir. Climbed up a tree and hung himself. They didn't know where he was at. Huh? Now, that guy had some time. If you got time, my friend, to figure out how to do it, you've got time to get rid of it tonight. Amen. Preacher, you can't preach that. I believe I can. I do not know, brethren, what goes through your mind. You don't know what goes through my mind in a given second or a given moment. You can sit just as close as them two sitting right there, and you'll not know what's going through her mind. You might think you do. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to scare you tonight. No, sir. This just, I don't know, the setting of what you said, Marshall, I tell you, it leaves devastation. Huh? Leaves devastation to the family and them that's left behind. Brethren, it just leaves a bitter taste. I can't help it. That's what it leaves. But I'm not in them folks' shoes. But I hope if they was in the right mind. I don't know. I don't know. I ain't going to get on that. It goes too far. You know that? A few years ago, pastor, preacher, took his life. Right down here in Carsville, he preached all over. His daddy is a preacher right up here in LJ. Huh? Good a man as you'd want to know. Yes, sir. Pastored churches. And churches loved him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know. It don't take but just a minute. How serious is it that we bring our thoughts into captivity? Captivity. And if it's a bad thing, brethren, let's put on Jesus and face it. Preacher, I just think if people's where they ought to be, they wouldn't face them things. Brethren, Elijah come off that mountain should have been a joyous time. Should have been. He found himself down there whimpering. Did he not? I'm the only one. He thought he was the only one. What'd God tell him? He said, I got 7,000 that ain't bowed to Baal. 7,000. Huh? Lord can fix some things. He might not fix them like you want him to, but thank God he can fix some things, folks. He can fix naturally and spiritually. He can do it. He know more people than you do. You can believe what you want to. But he does. He got them. He ain't got a lot of them, but thank God he's got them. If you need them, you're going to have to bring some thoughts into captivity. You're going to have to bring them strongholds down. I'm talking about them things that just pop up just every now and again and just lay hold on you. Now, I'm going to tell you something, my friend. You can charge the Lord with it if you want to, but God don't bring up your past sins, my friend. He don't do it. Brethren, them come from you. And you, oh, I let the Lord down 20 years ago. Well, bless your heart. When you going to walk? When you going to get back up and start walking? When you going to get back on that ladder? Preacher, I have to start too low. Thank God, start where you have to and just depend on God. I am a church member. I am. A church member. Paul knowed these Corinthians. He knowed some of the situations, brethren, that they held on to. He said, we're not fighting a carnal fight. It's not carnal. It's not fleshly. Preacher, I don't know how that spirit works. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Try him. Put him to work. See if he won't work for you. Can I say this? Brethren, he'll do for you just like he done for Elijah. And just like he done for Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And on the three Hebrew children. Think about it. Taking captivity down there, but they never forgot their God. And God didn't forget them either. Huh? Walked with them in the fire, didn't he? Huh? You know that's what God will do. Yes, he will. He'll do that thing for you. Preacher, it's 22. You know, I thought years ago, I really did, I thought years ago we never would see the 2000s. Huh? It was just a thing way out yonder. I really thought, well, we'll never see the 2000. Huh? Here we are, 2022. Is that not right? You know what? Are we not serving the same God? Are we not? I can't help but to tell you, folks, just let him know. Do you know the Bible says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Preacher, I prayed and I'm still in the same old rut. Well, I'm going to tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you what to do. You keep walking in that rut, thank God, till God gets you out of it. He might want you in a rut. We don't like that, do we? No. We don't like that. Paul, man of God. He knowed he is a man of God. How much come against him? Shipwrecked what? Beaten 5 times? Was he not left for dead? We're talking about Paul, folks. God's man. God's man. You know what? God took care of him. Did he not? Thank God wasn't many folks that could tell what he did. Shipwrecked 3 times. Beaten 5. Yeah? With 40 stripes, save one. Law wouldn't let them beat him to death. Think about it. I am a church member. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I'm not saying anything for anything. Brethren, that said about like dynamite with me. It did. I mean, the alarm went off. That's all he said. I mean, that is all he said. I am a church member. And brethren, I took it. That's the reason I say I would to God that I could preach in series. There's more in here, thank God, than I could ever preach to you. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. I believe with all my heart, if you'll set to heart just what that says, you'll leave this place in a different way. You will. I am a church member. You'll have to answer that. See what you come up with. Huh? See what you come up with. I'll hush. It's good to be here. Good to have you here. I mean that. It's good to have you. I like to see you. I really do. And the truth of it is, whether you think it or not, I really like preaching to you. I really do. Now, I have to take my time. I've had to slow down for some reasons and this and that and another. But, you know, I think a lot of times I get a little discouraged because I can't hold out like I used to. But you know what? The desire has never changed. And the desire and the want to had never changed. So all I know to do, thank God, is just keep giving it. That's the message.